From the leading personal injury and workers' compensation lawyers of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg, this is the Chicago Injury Alert.
Welcome to the Chicago Injury Alert. A study is finding that more accidents caused by drivers lost in thought than those using cell phones. A new study shows that one of the most common causes of distracted driving has nothing to do with technology like cell phones. Drivers who are lost in thought or simply not paying attention cause more accidents than those using cell phones. Erie Insurance Group studied data from the Fatality Analysis Reporting System of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The data revealed that 10% of fatal car accidents involve at least one distracted driver, and in 62% of the cases, the drivers were distracted by their own thoughts. Cell phone use was the cause of only 12% of the distracted driving crashes. Researchers said the results were disturbing. In addition to heeding now common warnings about cell phone use while driving, drivers also need to remember that they are engaging in a complex task that requires their full attention. The FDA is investigating robotic surgery problems. The Food and Drug Administration is investigating a rise in problems with a robotic surgery device, including errors that may constitute medical malpractice. The robot, called Da Vinci, is manufactured by Intuitive Surgical, Inc. and was used in close to 400,000 surgeries in 2012, three times as many as in 2008. Now, the FDA is investigating problems that include several deaths and incidents of apparent malfunctions. The million-dollar device is used in operations including the repair of heart valves, organ transplants, and removing prostates and gallbladders. The operation can be less tiring for surgeons who sit at a computer screen to control a machine. Movements can be more precise with robot arms that do not shake, and doctors report there is sometimes less bleeding when the device is used. However, an FDA survey of doctors using Da Vinci reveals at least five deaths linked to the machine since early last year. The device is currently the only robotic surgery tool approved by the FDA for soft tissue surgery. Reports of problems linked to the device include a woman who died during a hysterectomy when a blood vessel was allegedly nicked by the robot, and a man who allegedly suffered a perforated colon during surgery on his prostate. Other incidents include a robotic arm that would not release tissue during surgery, requiring a system shutdown, and a robotic arm that struck a patient in the face. The FDA investigation is intended to determine whether surgical mistakes using the device have increased. Nearly 1,400 hospitals in the U.S. have at least one Da Vinci system.
This podcast may be freely shared in its original format but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Listening and or subscribing to the Chicago Injury Alert will not create an attorney-client relationship. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. This podcast is property of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg of Chicago, Illinois. All rights reserved.